Today, the players were off today, other than for injuries. And coaches obviously came in, great. The film deal we normally do on a Monday. Get ahead on the Jets. Players will come in tomorrow, like it's a normal Monday. Get their workout in, watch the game of the Indy game. And then they'll take Wednesday off, like it's a Tuesday. And then we'll start our normal game week, which would be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And play Monday night.
Do you think Derek Morgan had the best game of his career yesterday?
I thought it was fun to watch him play. I mean, he hit the quarterback, I think, seven times. When I say hit him, he took him to the ground seven times. He created the turnover for the touchdown. He had a sack. I mean, other than jumping off sides one time, played as well as a lot of defensive ends can play. He didn't get. He only got the one sack, but he was hitting them a lot and was aggressive and played the run well. And to watch that group in general, the defensive line, I thought throughout the game, sacking them four times, all over them, making tough throws, making them earn everything he did up front. I thought it was that's the thing that's encouraging when you watch us play. I think especially right now on the defensive side of the ball, the last 5 weeks, I think we're on third down. I think we've done a great job. Yesterday, I think we're at 30%. We held them 30% on third down. We held them to the least yards they had all year. We're 24% last week against Houston. I think we're in the top five in the last so many weeks on that. Or the top 10, I should say, in the last 5 weeks. So we're heading in the right direction as far as what we're trying to accomplish on defense. Obviously, the bottom line is winning football games. We get that. But guys are playing better. And the thing you want to look at when things aren't going well, maybe on the win-loss, you're looking at, are we getting better? Are players getting better? Are they coming around? And they are, and that's the thing that's why it's more disappointing when you don't find a way to win a football game, when you feel, especially on that side of the ball that we're talking about right now, played very well in a lot of ways. And unfortunately, they made some mistakes too, and didn't make some of the plays that as a defense we had an opportunity to make. You have two fumbles, you have a fumble on the ball right before half, which was an easy pickup. The ball got pulled out just like you asked it. We stripped a guy, ball's bouncing uncontested. We can't cover it. That's a huge play. Then we cover. We actually cover a fumble on a third down, but we're offsides, and we cover the fumble on a bad snap, and that game's over. I mean, it's just things. Those are things that why the ball bounced with had, why he jumped offsides on that play. For all the good that's going on, the bottom line is those kind of plays are happening, and that's what takes wins away from you.
Is it important to you this week, national TV game, to kind of put your best foot forward and show people that maybe this team is headed in the right direction and not maybe as bad as the 4-9 might indicate?
Well, definitely. Our plan is obviously every week to play well. I thought last week we came out showing that. I think, yes, definitely it adds more to the game because it's a Monday night game. I think that just in general. So I think that's helpful because of we're going through the season we are to – you say, well, you're out of the playoffs. Well, but I think these guys will play hard, and I think Monday night will bring that out in them also. You're playing against a Jets football team that's still fighting for a playoff spot. We know we're a lot better than 4-9. It's not, I know people don't know much about us. They haven't seen us play other than the Pittsburgh game, of which we've won when we were on national TV. I think that's, we want to win and play well, and having it on national TV just adds to it, so maybe people can see really what we're about, and I think that's what the plan will be, and that's what we'll do.
The struggles you had in running them yesterday, was it, if you watch tape, was it more in the offensive line not being cohesive, or Chris Johnson just involved? What were your biggest issues here?
I think on both ends we were inconsistent in the game, because I thought that was protection that I thought was very, very good for the most part in an environment like that. With pass rushes like they have, the speed they have, the crowd noise, silent count, three new players, that was very, I thought, Jake got hit probably twice in the pocket the whole day, maybe three times max. And, he moved around the pocket a little bit, but compared to what Luck went through at home, that's a huge difference. Running the ball, we weren't as consistent as we need to be. I thought there were times that CJ cut it back way too fast. And that's usually what happens. When things aren't hitting right, wasn't that we... I'm not going to blade on the offensive line. It was the fullback didn't block as well as he needed to block, the tight ends, the O-line at times, and then CJ, I felt, didn't run as well as he needed to run. So I think it's, when you watch it, that's what it was. It needed to be better than it was. if we're going to win, take pressure off a quarterback. I thought that's what they did well yesterday. They found a way. They couldn't run the ball at all. And then all of a sudden in spurts in the third and fourth quarter, they got some runs that took pressure off their quarterback. Because if he had to keep dropping back, he may not have made it through the game. The way we were attacking up front with that and Jerry's pressures and things like that. So, we needed to do better in that phase of the game just to be more efficient. It wasn't necessarily about the run per, our run average or anything. It was more about when we got down the 5-yard line, you have to be efficient and get that ball in there. You can't lose yards on a first and five at the five. Those are things that are hard to take. That's what shouldn't happen. That's up to those guys up front and the group to make sure that doesn't happen. And worst case, it's second and four at the four, not second and ten. So those are things that they know that. I'm just repeating what they already know. Those are the part of the run game that you can't have, because I thought Dahl stuck with the run game well. I thought he mixed it up well. I thought we did a lot of things. Moving the pocket, we boot it. We called some quarterback runs. We just did a lot of things. I thought that, especially early, that we should have more points. I mean, we had 20. It should have been better than that, but it wasn't. And that's when you don't capitalize on plays, as we know, and you're settling for field goals, and you miss fumbles that are on the ground, and then it comes down to, well, how come you can't finish in the fourth quarter? And the best way not to have to finish is by taking care of business the first three quarters and putting the game more ahead than we have the last few weeks.
I know you felt like yesterday you could have done some things to avoid the pick six near the goal line. Another time when Drake runs the sweep on first down, you felt like you could have done some things to help him there. At what point should he be past
That's not handcuffs. That's the reason why we have the choice, because he's not handcuffed. But when something doesn't go right, you think, what's our part? And you don't just say, well, it's the player's fault. He knows how to do that. I think sometimes for a coach's issue is, yeah, Jake knows that on that player he had an option. He did the wrong thing. I mean, it was something that he's done since he's been here. But on our behalf as coaches, you're going to say, I mean, it's not excusing him from blame. He wished, obviously, he did not make that play. But on our side, we look at it as well, then we probably shouldn't give him, even in certain games, maybe just in that time of that game where we were in the situation, maybe just, hey, run the snake. You take out the chance of getting a 6-yard completion there. Usually that we feel is a gimme if they're playing way off. So that's where you're looking at. He's not. If he was handcuffed, we wouldn't even allow that. That wouldn't be called. We feel he can handle everything in the offense. That's why we do what we do. And we have him move around. We have him checking plays. We have him making decisions because we feel he can handle that. Yes, we make things. We don't make it too complicated for him. We made sure the routes, kind of cutbacks in some of the gray areas there, and certain protections. We make sure he's not to always adjust protections. That things are built into where during a game you're not putting pressure on every snap to make check protections. Where every so often you do that. You don't want to do it every snap where you're putting that much pressure on a quarterback. So same thing in the run game. There's some checks we'll call plays where he can run no matter what happens. Doesn't matter what the Colts are doing, that play is a good play, let it go. Then there may be other plays as you go through the game, if it's going well, where it is a check, it's a choice. Run this play, alert this play. So I think you have to be smart as a staff to where if certain things are gone in games, that you decide, you know what, just give them some go-to plays because of the flow of the game. And that's where you say as coaches, when you look at what you did, that maybe they're okay, just don't give them a choice, just do that now, but then later on come back and give them a choice. So I think that's what coaching staff try to do, is try to help the players and us realizing when maybe because of what's the flow of the game is kind of not the way we hoped it was, that maybe we should make cut back on the choices and let us make more of the decisions and vice versa. So he doesn't have any handcuffs on him. I think we put him in position to help, to make a lot of plays. Heck, he was had over 300 yards of offense yesterday with him running and throwing. If I was a fan, I'd be excited about his future. I mean, he's going to be a very, very good quarterback for a long time. He's played, I don't know, 10 games now. I mean, he's going to be special. Threw some great balls at Kenny Britt. I mean, he ran. I mean, he had some great runs early when he came out of the pocket. We called a quarterback draw. He made a great run there. You saw his toughness down by the goal line when he almost got in on his own on the 8-yard run down there at the fourth quarter. I mean, that's some good stuff. This guy wants to win. He takes accountability for when he doesn't do the right stuff. He holds himself to a high standard. I mean, people just got to relax and let him play out. We lose as a team, not as one guy, and he's going to be a big part of a lot of wins around here.
How is he killing you, though, with turnovers? I mean, I think he's got 9 in the last 3 games.
Well, you look at what the turnovers are. Like this game, obviously, both of them hurt us, so there are tough times for it to happen. The second time, he's running on the move, and he gets a bad feel for him. He should, looking back, just run the ball. He thought he could get to Nate. Nate ended up breaking the wrong way, and obviously he threw a ball in a spot that normally he wouldn't throw it on the run. So, I think one of the picks last week was a throwaway. It was at the end of the game. When I say picks, I mean if Nate caught the ball and fumbled it up in the air, it's a pick. So it's not necessarily the quarterback threw a bad ball. So I think if you look at when you just call out turnovers, you have to look and see what happened on that play and what the cause was. Yesterday, the game we're talking about here, no doubt, he threw two balls that that hurt us. One turns into 7 points, and one gave him a 3-point play. So, those are ones he wants back, and hopefully he'll limit those.
Yeah, on that second interception, which way? So Nate should have the responsibility on that. Did he make the wrong move on that?
No, I don't think you can't blame either one. It just it happens at this split second. I mean, he's making a decision, a split second decision, and the reality is we'll say next time, just like he did earlier in the game before half, what'd he do? He kept the ball. I look at the film and you'll see comes wide open on that film. Kendall on that play before half that he ran on, and that was actually ended up being our only sack of the game. He decided I'm going to run because I know I'm going to get 3 points. Well, he didn't turn the ball over there. He could have maybe thrown a touchdown pass, or he could have thrown a pick there. You never know when you're running. So I don't think it's anyone's fault. I think he's got to make the decision that if something's not wide open and obvious, run. And then maybe he could have got a first down there. He decided he thought he could stick it in there, so it's not necessarily anyone's fault. He ended up making a decision that turned out to be a bad one.
Is his confidence taking any kind of hit in terms of not being able to finish drives or finish games with wins?
I think we're just all upset that we didn't win, and I think we all take responsibility for what we all could have done to finish the game when we don't win. I think quarterbacks tend to take more, coaches take more because coordinators, head coaches, because you have a chance to. I mean, the quarterback touches the ball obviously every snap, so he feels more responsible for when you don't win. But I mean, there's a lot of things in that game that is you need everyone to contribute. To win a football game at the end, it's not all on the quarterback to finish a game, and as a team we have to finish a game better than we're finishing them. And like I said, there's a lot of things throughout the game that we could do that. And like I said, there's a lot of great things in that game that that are going to be fun, that are hopefully things you're going to continue to see. We talked earlier about the defense, and I think some of the plays Jake is making, seeing Kenny Britt go for 150 and run about as good as he has in a game, that was exciting, I think, to see. So there's a lot of things pointing in the right direction. The bottom line is that when we have some easy plays to make and some ways to really put games away, we haven't done that.
How close is he? I mean, putting together a full game, maybe even a game-winning drive, do you feel like he's getting close to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we feel like it should happen every week. I mean, I you want things to, like that game yesterday, the one before, the one last week, and like I just said, it's all – we assume it's something that he shouldn't have to get close to. He should be ready to go. He's our starter. He should be able to finish games if we need to. He should be able to make plays. The guys around him have to make plays. So, that's you learn from your mistakes. It's a tough time we're going through. There's no doubt. When you're losing, it's difficult. But I think we're doing a good job. I think if you were in our locker room at halftime, I think you saw a bunch of guys that we came out ready to play. We came out I thought playing well on a lot of levels, and even though we weren't making all the plays we wanted to make in that first half, we were up 20-7, and I think we were disappointed at halftime, thinking it should have been more, because I think that's the kind of team we have here. Like I said, the second half we had a chance to put the game away with the mistakes that they made, and we didn't capitalize on them, and they capitalized on ours. So as a team, we want to point to one guy, a quarterback. People always say, well, the quarterback took him on the drive. But you know what? Guy's got to make the right catches. Guy's got to protect. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there. I know the quarterback gets the blame and the success if you go down and win it. But as a team, we did it three times this year, won games at the end. We have to continue to do that. And for some reason, the last two or three weeks, we haven't been able to do that.
I know you're being patient with Jake and being patient with other players as well, but any concern that it's just the safety after you guys keep losing games,
you know, that's not I think that's not my worry or my decision. My job is to get these guys. We have to win football games. I get that, but I think it's all about for me is know that we're heading in the right direction. I feel we're doing that. I feel we're not getting the wins, and I get that. And that's what I'll be judged on when it's all said and done, and that'll be someone else to decide. But, no, I said I think seeing how guys play when things aren't going well is a testament to how we do also these last – the game yesterday, the next 3 weeks. And No, I think I feel good about, like I said, Jake, I think, and these, some of these young guys, I think we're starting to develop the way we hoped we would. It's not ending up, the games aren't ending up the way we hoped they would right now, and we're just going to keep battling through this thing the next 3 weeks and put the best guys on the field and play with a positive attitude and fight our way through this thing and not feel sorry for ourselves and not worry about the consequences at the end of the season. I mean, if you do things like that, then things get blown away. I think you start worrying about what may happen 3 weeks from now. There's going to be a very good football team here. We're not showing it right now as far as our record goes, but believe me, we could have easily have three or four more wins that we had last year than we have right now. It would be a total different story. And so I feel like, again, you're seeing enough stuff that we're close enough that it's here, we'll get it, and hopefully we'll show you that over the next 3 weeks.
Do you feel like you need to win some games, Chris, though, to ensure that you're the guy coaching this team?
Well, that's not why we want to win. We need to win because that's what we're supposed to do every Sunday, And no, I'm not. That's not my concern. Believe me, it's not something that crosses my mind about the consequence to me if we end up with four wins, five or six. To me, it doesn't matter at this point. If we end up with seven, that's not good enough. I mean, seven wins, does that mean that we had a great year now? I mean, that means, yeah, we're heading the right. We want to win. Don't get me wrong. The goal is to win these next three. But to me, we need to be in the playoffs. That's what I want to do. That's what our goal is. It's not the status for where we came on strong the last 4 weeks. That's not our goal. But that's where we are. So right now it is our goal. Our goal right now to finish the season is to win these three games and to build confidence in the guys. This is a young football team that's going to be here for a long time. And so, you have a good core group here that we're going to keep adding to. And again, I think these are the tough times to go through when things aren't going your way. You're not getting breaks the way you hoped. It's how you handle them, and I think this group will grow because of it and be a better team because of what they're going through right now. And like I said, then the goal is to be sitting here next year at this time going, you know what, last year was a tough year on all of us, but now we see all the stuff we've learned from what happened last year, and that's what we're gonna have to do with this in these next 3 weeks is do the best we can, bust it, work hard in practice, which we will, there's no doubt about that, and win all three, and then whatever happens.
Good teams seem to always have an identity, like a strong defense like the Ravens or Steelers back in their day, or a good running game like you had back with Eddie George and that sort of thing, or a prolific passing offense with Peyton Manning, et cetera, et cetera. What do you feel like this team's identity is and what you want it to be?
Well, like you said, it's hard. I mean, as far as the phase of the game, right now we're just, you win four games, you're not consistent enough with what you want to accomplish. I mean, we want to be like every offense wants to be. You want to control the line of scrimmage. You want to control time of possession. You want to finish drives. I mean, you want to know that when you need to run the ball, you can. And that's, again, in games where haven't done that, we've struggled to finish games. And on defense, the obvious, everyone wants to get three and out. You want to do a great job of getting off the field and shutting down, getting the ball back for the offense and all those great things. And I think that's what I said earlier. We're doing much better at the last 5 weeks than we did earlier in the season. So that's a good thing to see. We're trending the right way in a lot of areas as far as our development of our team. But we got a lot of work ahead of us, and we get that. And we just got to find a way to play the 60 minutes as well as we played the first 30.
Do you have any conversations with Mr. Adams? And do you get a sense of his patience level? I mean, does he see the improvement that you're speaking of? And does he seem like he's patient with the process?
I haven't talked to Mr. Adams in a couple weeks as far as about that. So, that's something, again, at some point we'll obviously have those kind of conversations about where we're at and those kind of, but no, I haven't talked to him since in about 2 weeks.
Since the Bears game, has he given you any assurances that your job is safe?
He's never given me any assurances from the day he hired me, but I think he hired me take over this football team, head in the right direction, win football games. So as far as that goes, he's never either way has said, one way or the other. We talk a lot. We talk when the season, throughout the season, obviously, throughout the draft, throughout all the things that come up, or when the season comes to an end, usually talk to him once a week, once every couple weeks, worst case, especially if he's in town for a home game. So he gets an idea of what's going on. And I think that's something at the end of the year we'll discuss as far as what went wrong, what we need to improve upon, what our thinking is, what our game plan is, that type of thing.
Mike, a little different topic, but in light of what happened in Dallas this weekend with the UI death, do you say anything extra to your team about awareness and that type of stuff?
We discuss, we haven't had a chance to talk about this incident, it happening on the the almost game day, or on Saturday afternoon. But it's a topic that I think our organization does a great job with. I mean, they have a confidential car service available for this whole organization for guys when it comes to, you know, if you're out drinking or having a drink, or to make sure that you you have someone to call if you need to, so you don't drive. So I think they've done a great job here for probably the last 4 or 5 years, having at least that long with that program in place, that a lot of so everyone can take advantage of it, so you can avoid you know, situations like that. But then the league does a great job of talking to these players, bringing people in. You know, if, you know, during the off season, Tina does a great job with our player development, with our young players as they come in. You know, and when something like this happens, obviously, we remind these guys how easy these things happen, and it's about making decisions, and that there are ways to avoid, you know, especially the driving part at night. If you end up getting a situation that you weren't planning on doing, you go out and you have a drink and didn't really think you were going to, and then there's an alternative other than driving. So I think, yeah, I think they're very well educated on that and given options of other things, other alternatives to avoid something from, like this from happening.
Wouldn't that be, you know, like an isolated incident? Are the guys seem receptive to it? You feel comfortable with those guys and those talks?
Yeah, I think it is. I think when anything happens in life that you realize it can happen to anyone. I mean, it can happen to a lot. I think it hits home with guys to realize that you're not invincible. That when you think you're an athlete, sometimes guys think, well, that won't happen to me. Or, your neighbor thinks that. Well, that happened to that guy. It's never going to happen. Not this case, but in a lot of situations, I think you realize when something happens like this, speeding, which a lot of people do, driving too fast, had whatever the situation ended up being. I think that they think about it. You hope they're educated on it. We talk about it a lot with the programs the NFL has, and you hope to limit this kind of thing from happening.
I told you that a third of all arrests in the NFL players over the last 10 years were because of DUI arrests. Is that number just shocking?
It is. I think it's, I don't know what it is in society or how bad it is, but I think it's something that's why I think the Titans have done a great job with what we offer the players with the car service, and we encourage that and make it easy to use, and not only when you're in town but when you're out of town. It's something that's available to them, and I think that's the biggest problem. It's just, I mean, if guys are going to go out, and what happens a lot of times is you have a drink or two and don't think you weren't planning on it, and then you have your car with you, and it's getting guys to realize that that's not a good alternative. And I think guys, I think all you can do is keep educating them and hope that when the time comes that people make better decisions or make good decisions with that.
Have you seen any consistent themes in the red zone maybe over the last 2 or 3 weeks where it's kind of clogging you guys up a little bit, slowing you down in the red zone?
Nothing that is consistent. I mean, no. I mean, like I said, usually if you can find one thing, it makes it easy to fix it. Sometimes the penalty. We had a couple yesterday that hurt, you know, 5-yard penalties that hurt us. I think we had a hold. Actually, we overcame one holding penalty. But no, I mean, we had the great catch by Jared, the first touchdown on the third down and six that overcame the one holding call we had. We had opportunities. No, it's not one thing. You'd like to be able to run it better down there maybe. But no, there's nothing that stands out other than the fact that we're not scoring as many touchdowns as we like.
Can you, Britt, overcome maybe a mental hurdle yesterday as well as maybe a physical one behind having a good performance?
I hope so. I think it's just part of the process for him. I mean, the road to recovery that he's been going through, it's been hard mentally and physically for him in a lot of areas. And, I think to finally have a game that kind of picks him back up where – he left off back in week two last year, or week whatever it was after our first two games when he had about 150 a game. So I think that's a good thing for him. And I think that's, again, that's something, the exciting part is I think you're going to see that combination hook up for a long time to come. And the more they get comfortable with each other, that's something that's going to be one of the matchups. And with Kendall and Nate, I mean, you have with Cookie, I mean, you got guys that, like I tell these guys, it's going to be special to be part of this. I keep trying to tell these guys as we go, maybe not right now, it's not the wins and losses aren't what we want, but this is something I've been part of teams where, when we for my first 3 or 4 years, we didn't win a lot of football games, and then we went to playoffs 7 years in a row. And I think because guys hung together, we got comfortable with each other, and you stayed in the same system, and all of a sudden you built something that was pretty special. And I think we're talking about the offensive side of the ball. I think that's what they have a chance to develop there with a young quarterback, with guys like I said, the weapons that they have around them. they have a chance to do something, be part of something that could be very special for years to come. Even though it's not right now happening at the level we want, it's something that could be there if we allow it to happen, allow it to develop, keep these guys together, and it could be something that's going to be hard to deal with. You throw CJ in there as the running back, and you get a lot of good weapons that this offense could be hard to deal with as once we get consistent week in, week out.
How about separation he was getting down the field?
Yeah, and he made some tough catches. There was some great balls dropped in there. Guys were all over him. He made some great catches. I mean, the one was a PI on them, and he still caught it before the half. And he's a big target. There's a lot of things he can do. And I thought Dowell did a good job of getting him plays and running things that he's good at. And I think, like you said, the question about his confidence will just continue, I think, to grow from that. He ran as good as he's probably run, which is a good thing for him. And I think it's these games are important for a lot of people. People say, well, you're out of the playoffs. But you know what? There's a lot of guys that can make a big move these next three games, like a guy like Kenny, a guy like Kendall, Cookie. I mean, the guys that continue to play, guys, there's a lot to play for, the guys on defense. There's a lot of guys that are starting to come into their own, and it's a great way to end strong, and that's what we'll be trying to do. We have Solomon hurt his knee, and we'll have to wait and see. He had an MRI and see how he was. He was sore. I don't think he came back in the second half or not. I think he just played the first half and maybe very little bit in the second. And then, did we get anything about Jared? Yeah. And Jared.